cave. As the sun rose, April said to Ivy, "Do you want to go on a walk over the cliffs?" "Yes, that would be nice. We can have a picnic too," replied Ivy. "Yeah, let me go pack my bag," April said excitedly. After they got there, they started walking till they got to a nice place for a picnic. All of a sudden, the girls started slipping down the hill. "Ah!" screamed the girls. When they opened their eyes, all they saw was purple and white dust. They're in a cave. A few minutes later, they ended up on a beach. There were big grey mossy rocks that you could have a picnic on. "Wow, what a surprise, rocks that we can have a picnic on," shouted Ivy. "Then there were sand that went between your feet. Lastly, there were tree-like plants in the sea." After a bit, April got out the book they got from a library, so they read for a couple of hours. April said to Ivy if they could play hide-and-seek since they had nothing to do on a beach, so they played a few rounds. After a bit, they spotted something in the sand moving. They were terrified. Then they saw it come out of the sand, so they climbed onto one of the rocks. It looked like it was a green monster. Maybe it came from the sea, or is it a sand monster? They were a bit bored of just sitting there watching the monster. Just then, April came up with an idea that they could take photos of it. Later that evening, Ivy could not handle that monster anymore because it was picking up all the rubbish and it also took her bags under the sand. So she jumped off the rock, picked it up and threw it in the sea. Maybe it has got like a little home under the sea. Then they went back home through the portal.